just celebrated Easter, the culmination of the good news, the confirmation that it was finished. The power of his resurrection, the same power that raised Christ from the dead, is working in you, working for you. What are you doing with it? I suspect that there's far too many Christians that are standing with the cord, not bothering to plug it into the outlet. Thinking somebody else should take their cord and plug it in for them. Plug your own cord in. I can come and plug your cord in, you pull it out when I left. If you don't want it plugged in. It's a lot easier to stand holding your cord, you know. And blame the power for not jumping to your cord instead of plugging it in yourself. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's somebody else's fault. It's always easier to have it be somebody else's fault, isn't it? It is. What we do, stand around holding our cord instead of plugging it in. Not cruel and unusual here. I'm trying to give you a picture of what you're missing. You know? When I put my deck together, I know where God gets these ideas. But you know, when I put my deck together, I had a cordless drill. Cordless drills are really handy. Okay? They're really wonderful. But the battery run out. I discovered that it really worked a lot better to plug in the cord and use the corded drill. I have outlet close, the corded drill was faster, it zipped right through it. It was just a wonderful thing. Christians need to plug in the cord. The power source is there. You got the cord. What sense does it make to drag it around? Plug it in. And praise God, I have to tell you this now. Listen to me. This is very important that you understand this. Okay? God is high tech. He's all wireless. You plug it in, you're not going to trip over the cord. You just plug it in. He's satellite. Okay? Find you anywhere. Your GPS, you don't have to worry. To find you. And he can do it. He's better than OnStar. You don't have to push the button and hope you got service. We almost had our OnStar set up once. We pushed the button. She was asking us questions. We almost could answer. But then OnStar lost us. That gives you a lot of, you know, confidence in OnStar when they lose you. So we didn't sign up. But then maybe the other button they could have found us on. God's only got one button. Plug into it. Stay hooked up to it. Lock it in. You know, those cords that you push in and you twist them. When I used to paint green elevators, all of our climbers that you went up and down the wall on had the lock and turn plug-ins. You wanted it locked and turned. You didn't want to run up and run out of juice 100 feet in the air. It was sort of a sinking feeling when you were sitting on the climber and all of a sudden you would notice that things were pulling down on you all that hard, and then you would hear this and your plug-in hit the ground. Somebody get my cord! Oh boy, this could go on and on. I tell you what, how many times does it sound like you got Christians going, somebody get my cord! Get your own cord. I can't get your cord. Can't give you my cord? Your cord is the only one you can plug in. Keep it hooked up.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it plugged in. Expect the juice. You'll never blow the record on the Lord. You won't run out of power. But you won't have anything if you don't plug in except the cord. Doesn't do any good to know where the plug-in is.